So, welcome to our February 14th Valentine's Day shamanic session. I'm very excited to connect with you all on this day of love. I like to call it a day of self-love, or as my friend says, he likes to do it Star Wars style, Han Solo, because he's single, ha ha ha, goofy, goofy. So however you're celebrating this day, I encourage each of us to breathe into our bellies and let every day be love day. And I'm glad that you're here. I'm excited to connect tonight. I've been getting lots of uploads and information about how we can journey tonight and what we'll be doing. Before we start that, I want to mention just a couple pieces of business. I wanted to make sure this was on the recording. I posted on the Facebook group page a video about some tips for shamanic journeying. If you've just joined us over the last few weeks, definitely watch that video. And even if you've been here a while, if you would like just a little refresher, it's a short video just giving you some tips and a reminder on how to shamanic journey with more ease, because in the work that we do, it's much easier if you know how to shamanic journey and if you feel supported in that. So definitely check out that video. It's pinned at the top of the Facebook page. And just on that note, please know to go to my YouTube channel, Bloom Post, and feel free to use any of those videos there to continue to receive support. Thank you for sharing on the Facebook page. I really enjoy reading what each of you share on the Facebook page, even if I don't have time to respond or get into lengthy conversation there. And I also really enjoy and appreciate hearing and reading what you receive during these sessions. It lets me know how it's being received and how it's being of support, and it gives me ideas for future support as well. So thank you for that. I wanted to mention that I am looking at a retreat center on Monday. Shamanic fingers crossed that this will be the retreat center we can use. It's near Asheville. It's only about 25 minutes from Asheville. So, and I'm looking at, and don't hold me to this because nothing is in stone, but I'm looking at June 8th through 10th for a retreat for the group. Doing my best to keep it super affordable. And I really wanted to do something near Asheville so that for those needing help with airports and all of that, my apprentices and I will be able to help you out because we're from here. And it's a beautiful space. So please hold the vision that it will be the perfect space for us. I really wanted a place that was private. There's a lot of really big retreat centers where you end up sharing with other groups. And this is a private retreat center in the mountains, beautiful views, fireplace for us to do some work outside. We're going to have a lot of fun. I'm getting all sorts of downloads about what to share. I'm excited to connect with you all in person. We had three people from the mentorship at my house this last Sunday for ceremony, and it's just really neat to see people who've been on this mentorship for a few months meeting each other in person. And it was really neat to see people getting connected in that way. So the retreat for you all to connect and be together in person feels good. It also feels important to do because we've created this virtual community. Plus there's things we can't do online that we can do at a retreat space. So I'm really excited about that. I will keep you posted. I also just want to mention, if you are in the area, the next February cacao is full, but March 18th is the next cacao ceremony if you happen to be near Asheville. And I did mention, anybody who's active in this mentorship, you need to stay active if you'd like to join the shamanic Reiki training, which is April 29th. That's a day-long level one and two. The reason I'm going to do both levels in one day is because you all already have experience with me. And I'm keeping that super affordable as well. And I'll also be here in Black Mountain. So if you're interested in that, you know, let me know. Look for it on the page. Oh, I dropped an angel card. It must be for us. That wasn't even a joke. It literally jumped out. Wisdom. Wisdom. So I guess that's for us tonight. I pulled out the angel card so that I could draw one, and I don't know where that came from, but it literally just popped out and fell on the floor. So we're going to go with wisdom. I thought it'd be fun to pull some cards tonight. I never do that with you all. And I thought, let's get witchy. Let's get oracle-y. Let's pull some cards. Let's see what pops up. Three from the bottom. I pull cards in a very strange way. I will shuffle them, and then I'll hear in my head 17 from the top, 4 from the bottom, 7 from the bottom, and that's how I pull. So Oh, and this was upside down. Archangel Gabriel, creative writing. Make time to write down your thoughts in a journal or pen an article or book. That was written very weird. Basically, start journaling. Do some creative writing. It's time. And yeah, nice. Teaching and learning is right next to that. So we've got Archangel Gabriel with creative writing. Definitely start journaling. It's time to start writing some things down. And wisdom. We had a really big eclipse August 21st of last year. Do you all remember in North America? Everybody could see it, and it was a full eclipse for a lot of people. Tomorrow, we have our next solar eclipse. Tomorrow, Thursday, February 15th, is the new moon and also a partial solar eclipse. The solar eclipse that happened in August is the follow-up. It's all connected there. It's actually happening just a couple degrees away from that original total eclipse in August. When we have eclipses, there's a lot of shadow energy comes up. There's a lot of karmic stuff that comes up. So especially since August, there's been a lot of old stuff coming up for people. I've been working with a lot of clients, and even in my own journey, old stuff. The kind of stuff that you're thinking, I have already worked with this for years. Isn't this done yet? Yeah, that stuff is back up. A lot of karmic stuff up to clear and heal. So tomorrow's new moon partial solar eclipse is a big culmination of everything that's been happening in your world since that full eclipse in August. So that's a good thing to journal about and just see what's been coming up for you and what karmic programs and loops have been coming up that you're really, really, really ready to shift. So just want to put that on your radar. And tonight, I'd really like to work with self-love. I've been sitting with what we would do tonight, and I had so many different things I wanted to do. And the main things that kept coming back were really being our own beloved, self-love, birthing ourselves into this human divine incarnation in the way that we would have liked to have been birthed into this experience. And also, Saint Germain has been coming up a lot. And I'd like to bring in some violet flame mojo tonight. Saint Germain is the rebel of the ascended master world. And he's also a remover of obstacles. And he actually told me that he incarnated as Ganesh. And he's also incarnated as a number of different things. He's incarnated in many lifetimes and has very often been the pusher of barriers and the rebel and the one who just pushes people's buttons. And he supposedly reincarnated as Christopher Columbus at one point, or when Christopher Columbus was here, and, you know, began the founding of what we consider America today. So he's considered the father of the United States. I mean, it just depends on who you ask how much of that is literal or not. But he's definitely, but you know, Christopher Columbus did some funky stuff. And so he was obviously still clearing karma. But ascended masters are said to come back again and again and again until they clear all their karma and then can ascend and be enlightened teachers in the realm. So that was apparently one of the ways he was clearing karma. And I'm sure he had many lifetimes after that to deal with the karma he created as Christopher Columbus. That's just my opinion. That's not how they state it if you Google it. But Christopher Columbus did some funky stuff, but he also pushed boundaries and, you know, ticked off the royalty, made them very upset, and ended up supposedly, quote unquote, discovering this new world, which led to karma and also led to light. So shadow and light and all of it. But Saint Germain has been many incarnations and many lifetimes and brings in now as an ascended master, brings in a violet flame energy, which I'd like to work with today. So let go of all the story of all the karmic incarnations he's been, because I can feel some of y'all don't really dig that Christopher Columbus vibe, and I totally get it. But the ascended master started somewhere and usually went through some pretty deep karma to end up as an ascended master. So what I'd like to do is just take a moment and get comfortable and breathe into your belly, ground your energy. It's important to be working with grounding practices right now. the energy has felt really intense. So I think I say that every single time, but I really feel like since January this year, it's been especially karmically intense for people. So work with all of your grounding techniques. Breathe into your belly and breathe that energy down into the earth as you create those energetic roots. And allow those roots to flow down into Pachamama and just allow the stuck energy, the hucha, to feed Pachamama. Just to let those stresses, those worries, those challenges, just let those flow down into the earth so that you can feel free and clear. And as you breathe into your belly, allow the energy of Pachamama to flow back up into you, filling you with that grounded energy, that life force of the earth. And allow that to fill your whole body as it makes its way up, filling your whole body all the way up to the top of your head. And allowing that to flow up into the ether, connecting with Inti Taita, Father Sun, connecting with that solar activated energy. And breathing that energy of the sun down through your crown with grace and ease, letting that flow down and activate each chakra of your body as it does so. And also as it blends with that beautiful earth energy of Pachamama so that you are grounded and activated all at once. And as you complete the activation of each chakra with that solar energy and feel yourself grounded with Mama Gaia, breathe into your belly. And find your portal door and make your way into your sacred space. And in your sacred space, take a moment to connect with your guides. And when you're connected with your guides, allow yourself to find a safe space to just relax in your sacred space and breathe into your belly. And create this relaxing space within your sacred container. Find an area that you can create a beautiful nest of sorts, a comfortable place where you can lie down and birth yourself. So I really want you to just create the most comfy, comfy spot you can imagine. And you can be male or female to birth yourself. It does not matter if you're female. So just breathe into your belly and start creating a beautiful, sacred nest of sorts so that you're nurtured and held. And allow your guides to create that sacred birthing area with you. And allow it to be as comfortable as you want it to be, just so supportive and nourishing and nurturing. And when you have that beautiful space, comfy, you can just gently lie down in that space and surround yourself with your guides. And feel free to surround yourself with angels, ascended masters, ancestors, whoever you would like to have present at your divine, luminous, glorious birth. Invite them into this space. And as you feel yourself surrounded by all of this beautiful, beautiful support, take a moment to connect with yourself in utero, because you are pregnant with yourself. Even if you're male, you can do this. Just pretend that you have a womb. Pretend that you are ready to birth yourself. It's a beautiful practice. And as you lie there, feeling yourself pregnant with yourself in your womb, let your little self know how much you adore that little one and how excited you are to bring yourself transformed, reborn into this beautiful, divine, sacred space. Let your little one know that they are safe and that you will be there waiting for them as they make their way into this realm. Let them know that all is well and that this birth will happen with grace and ease. And however you would like this birth to happen, maybe it's in a pool of water, maybe it's in a beautiful nest, however you would like to bring yourself into this world, create that beautiful experience around you, breathe into your belly, and allow a guide or your guides or even yourself to catch yourself as you make your way through the birth canal and out into this beautiful, luminous, sacred space. Your guides can help you, or you can catch yourself, but feel yourself breathe into your belly deeply, 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 and birth yourself into the loving, loving arms of you and your guides. And in the realms, this can happen much more quickly with grace and ease than a physical birth. And just hold yourself. Wrap yourself in blankets or in beautiful, warm, feathered wings or anything you'd like to surround your little newborn self in to feel safe and warm and secure. And you or your guides are welcome to clip that umbilical cord with grace and ease. Your little self breathing on his or her own, held snugly and warmly and safely. And see yourself with a beautiful chalice in your hand and use that gorgeous, beautiful chalice to catch your placenta. This is what has been nourishing you in the womb. This is what's been feeding you and keeping you healthy. There are many beautiful nutrients and lots of nourishment in the placenta, so catch that. And a beautiful, beautiful chalice. And you can feed some of that to yourself and give the other half to your little newborn self so that you are both nourished and nurtured, healed and whole with the organic, natural medicine that is within our bodies. And as I rattle and hold the space over the next few minutes, I'd like you to, if you feel called, you can nurse yourself and nourish yourself by nursing yourself from the breast, feed yourself. Even if you're male, you can imagine yourself in the feminine form doing that. You can, what I'd also like you to do is allow yourself to be shared among your guides, or ordained, anointed as the beautiful priest, priestess, king, queen, luminous divine being that you are. Allow them to anoint you and give your little self gifts and honor you the way you were meant to be honored when you came onto this planet. So take a few minutes to receive nourishment, anointing, being embraced by your tribe and the realms, being welcomed to this planet as the royalty that you are. Breathe into your belly as you're allowing yourself to be celebrated, honored, and cherished by your guides. And allow yourself and your little self, newborn, to feel just so adored and appreciated and received by your tribe and the realms, honoring who you truly are. And when you feel complete, you may either keep your little one with yourself to continue to nourish and nurture until you're ready to integrate this aspect, or you may go ahead and create a space in your heart, a safe, sacred space for your newborn self, and allow your newborn self to integrate. Place him or her gently in your heart in a beautiful, beautiful, safe space, gently integrating this soul aspect to your newborn self. I would encourage each of you to do that when you're ready. It's okay if you don't want to do it in this moment. And breathe into your belly. And invoke Divine Mother, Divine Father, whatever is most resonant for you or both. And just as you are holding your newborn self in your heart or in your arms, feel yourself lovingly, lovingly embraced, held, and supported by Divine Mother, Divine Father, God, Goddess, Spirit, Source. Held, 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 nourished, nurtured, brought into the heart of your soul self. Feel your soul energy embracing your physical form and integrating you into the heart of your soul. Breathe into your belly as you allow yourself to receive the support of your luminous divine soul self and the divine archetypes that feel safe and resonant for you. And just breathe or sigh into that support that you deserve, because you are cherished, you are adored, you are perfect. And in your sacred space with your beautiful guides, feeling held in your soul's divine, unconditional, loving energy, see Saint Germain coming forth, beautiful, bright light of ascended master Saint Germain, and see him lighting the fire of the violet flame right in front of you. a huge pyre of this violet flame energy. And when you're ready, step into that beautiful fire of violet flame and allow yourself to be consumed in this beautiful, divine, perfect, healing, unconditionally loving violet flame. And breathe into your belly, because the violet flame brings healing, clarity, guidance. It brings activation. This violet flame will cleanse, clear, transmute, and transform all the way to your atom level, the atomic level within you, your in your atoms and your cellular experience and your DNA, cleansing any negative patterns or programs, any karma that has been weighing you down and no longer supports your highest good. So breathe into your belly, allowing this beautiful violet flame of divinity to activate this energy as clarity and love, as positivity and support, as nourishment and nurturance, as self-love and self-appreciation. Cleansing, clearing each chakra into purity. Purifying our hearts, purifying our minds, purifying our bodies with grace and ease throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms. And within this violet flame that encompasses us within and without, invoking our divine mission, our divine birthright, our divine treasure. Invoking our divine clarity, our divine love, our divine wisdom and understanding. Invoking divine compassion, awareness, luminosity, and invoking our highest vibration that we can activate embodied in human form at this time with grace and ease throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms. Breathe gently into your belly as you integrate this healing and this activation, this divine support and embodiment. And if you'd like, you can repeat after me. I decree I am the violet flame. I decree I am divine. I decree I am self-love. I decree I am love. Breathe into your belly. Breathe deeply, gently into your bellies. And feel this beautiful violet flame deep within at your core pillar activated with this beautiful violet flame. And when you can see that and feel that within yourself, connecting with your guides, connecting with your newly birthed self, either in your heart or in your arms, staying with you, integrated into you. Reconnect with your guides and your sacred space. And tell your guides, thank you. And when you're ready, you can make your way back through your portal door into your physical experience. You are welcome to bring your guides with you. Your little girl or little boy self will be with you automatically, connected with you. So you're bringing your reborn, rebirthed self. And when you can feel your guides circled up around you here in this physical space, you can close that portal door behind you. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. And hopefully you have some water to drink. Drink a little water to help support grace and ease with the integration. Now, for those of you that did not integrate your rebirth self into your heart, you'll want to do that in the next probably couple days over this new moon. Please do that so that your little self is integrated with grace and ease as a gentle soul retrieval. But I could feel that some people weren't quite ready to do that and wanted to spend some more time nursing yourself, nourishing yourself. That's really powerful to do. And even if you brought yourself into your heart, you can always retrieve your little one from your heart and feed your little self, nourish your little self. I remember the first time I did this and feeling myself holding me as a newborn and literally letting my newborn self suckle at my breast was very powerful. And I really felt myself as divine mother to myself and bringing myself what I needed as divine mother. And so this is the energy that we were tapping in with. And I was reading about Venus today and thought we might tap in with her. But what really kept coming up was being divine mother, divine father, divine God, divine goddess for yourself. And really bringing yourself that celebration of your entry to this human experience. Bringing yourself that celebration, because even if you had the most amazing, wonderful birth experience ever, your parents were probably exhausted. There wasn't necessarily, and even if it's a great birth experience, in this particular culture, we don't necessarily bring in our tribe to support and assist and welcome you and honor you and anoint you and really acknowledge your birth in such a ceremonial way. So I wanted to offer you that opportunity. And now that you have a sense of how to do this, you're welcome to do this again on your own. If you want more time, if you want to add some things to it, you can rebirth yourself as often as you would like. It's about really embodying that sense of being welcomed onto the planet in pure love, pure medicine, and pure joy, the way we would all like to have been brought into this realm. So it's an opportunity to rewrite that story. Now, for those of you who are mothers, and even fathers can do this, you can rewrite the birth story of your children. If you were, if it was stressful, if it was traumatic, if you had a C-section and you really did not want to have a C-section, or if you would even like to rewrite that energy of the C-section. I've worked with moms who've had cesareans, and they wanted to have one of the angels bringing that child up out of their belly, or they wanted to rewrite it as a natural birth, just to shift the energy because it was traumatic or stressful for them. So there's lots of different ways it can play out. And I want you to know, as mothers and fathers, you can rewrite the energy of your children's births to shift that energy to bring healing for their experience and your experience today. So just know that that is something that you can do as well. If you don't feel comfortable doing that on your own, just reach out and we'll set up a private session. And because of what we've done tonight, you have an idea of how to do it, and you're welcome to do that in Journey on your own. So I want you to know that that's possible as well. And so thank you for going on this journey of self-love with me tonight. So could you unmute Katie, who had she had put her hand up, and then just click the participants and click the, you know, putting your hand up if you want to do a little one-on-one work after Katie.
Hello.
Okay, you're unmuted.
Hi.
Hi.
So I have, it's kind of a hard story to tell. There's a lot of ins and outs, but my brother earlier this year had thyroid cancer, or was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. And when I went up there for his surgery, right after his surgery, I found him in the bathroom. I don't know how to describe what was happening, but he was having like a panic attack, and essentially he felt that he had an entity attachment in his throat. And he had been battling with this for years, to the point that, you know, he'd miss work for 3 days because he'd just be battling with this thing. And so when I found him like that, he looked at me like I was a demon or something. Like, I've never seen this look in his eyes before. And he completely fell over himself and fell down. And so I went, and this is very kind of early on in my learning how to work with this stuff. So I definitely didn't feel qualified to handle this, but, you know, I just got my sage and stones that I had and stuff. And I did some like hands-on work. I put my hands on his heart and tried to help channel it out of him. And so he hasn't struggled with that at all since that. But shortly after, I got Lyme's disease, and it's all manifested in my throat. And I feel very strongly that it was something from that experience. And so I went to my dear friend Anita, who did some Reiki on me, and she said that she picked up on a masculine entity. And so she did, she was able to clear it. And I felt like she lifted the weight of the world from my shoulders. I felt completely like myself again. But it's like, it keeps coming back, you know, however mildly. So I felt like I've been able to clear it a couple of times, but a lot of the symptoms keep coming back, and I'm just so ready to be done with it.
Yeah. When you if you have an entity attached to you, people who are not entity removers, because that's something that I personally feel we need to be trained to do, can definitely bring relief. And then the entity isn't really gone. And if you, it sounds to me, what I'm hearing you say is that you feel that you picked up some entity energy from your brother. And if you feel that's the case, then we would need to do an entity removal, which is some of the work that I do. I actually did a session this afternoon, where we were removing an entity. It's not something that comes up a lot. Entities are, a lot of people say they have an entity and it's not really necessarily exactly an entity, but it can act like one. There's just layers of that. I want to take a moment and check in and see what we can do, because if it is, if your brother did have an entity, and if that entity or aspects of that entity attached to you, I'm not sure that this is the forum to clear it, because I would probably want to work with you in person and make sure that we do it right, do it well, and get it all, so that you're not having things come back over and over. And I want to speak a moment to Lyme, because Lyme has been coming up a lot over the last, couple years that I've been working with people, and Lyme keeps coming up, Lyme disease keeps coming up a lot with clients. And so I've been working with people around that a lot as well. And as the more people I work with, the more I learn how to come at it from a shamanic perspective and the layers that it brings. And there's also some things that, there's different herbs and things that I'm learning about and different medicines to physically bring in that can support with that as well, which I can send you privately. One of my apprentices is healing Lyme in her body. So I've learned a lot from working with her and also from information she's sharing. And yeah, I won't go into all of that right now. But let me just take a moment and if you don't mind, Katie, I just want to take a moment and track the energy around your throat. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay. And how is your brother doing before we do that?
Well, I had a kind of a download, I guess, last night. And so he had surgery and they removed his thyroid and 100 lymph nodes out of his neck. But I think that he still has cancer and is, coursing through his system because it was metastasized. So he chose not to do the radioactive iodine, but instead to go to a clinic where he could do a more herbal, natural treatment. But he's been kind of like procrastinating on going there. And I feel very connected to that, in that I've been able to kick most of my symptoms herbally and with diet and all this stuff, but this little bit that's lingering almost feels like he needs to finish healing himself before it'll go away almost.
You mean before yours will go away, he needs to heal himself?
Yeah, it almost feels like how he has a little bit lingering in him, it feels the same kind of with me, where this little piece has been so hard for me to kick myself because I'm somehow connected to that.
Okay, that's why Spirit told me to ask you about your brother. So here's the thing. Your brother is responsible for his healing and you're responsible for yours. So if you're feeling any attachment to you not being able to heal until he heals, then that's not healthy for either one of you. Yeah. It's important that you clear up these hooks and cords of attachment. This does not mean you remove your brother from your world. It means that you clean up the energy and clean up any karmic attachments or hooks, cords, intrusions, daggers, anything that's going on there, so that you're not attached to his healing or lack thereof, and vice versa. And when you do that, that will actually support you in healing and support him in healing if he chooses, while also allowing him the freedom to make his own choice. We all want the people we love to make the choice to help themselves and get healing and do what we feel is best for them to do. And it can be really hard for people to say, I let go, I let you make your own choices regardless of the outcome. And that is the most healed and whole response to someone else's decisions about their body. It's not our responsibility, because then we're in fix or savior, or we're bringing our stress to their situation. And your brother gets to choose, be free to choose for himself. Even if you might want him to do it differently, he is really free to, this is his path. This is his karma, his dharma. So I'm feeling less of an entity attachment as I'm tracking it, because I track while you talk. That's my whole watch the birdie. I start asking questions and then I start tracking the energy, because as you were talking, I was tracking, and you even verbalized it, that you feel your healing will happen when his healing happens. And so that's a big red flag for me. And everybody on the mentorship has done this with loved ones. We all get it. We all get that, wanting someone else to heal in order for us to feel better and have our stuff heal. So I really feel what would be most supportive for you would be a cord clearing with your brother. And we've done a lot of cord clearings in the mentorship. So I'm not sure if we need to do that right now, or if you could just use the recording, because I feel like it'd be good for you to do a full journey. And we'd have to do a shortened version of it here. But do you know the recording I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've done it. The other interesting component with it is that, because I feel like I've let go of a lot of my, you know, wanting to control his healing and all of that stuff, but there is some very weird, I don't know if it's like past life connections with him, mm-hmm. or what, but it feels like he is clinging to me almost. And, and so when I was little, he also molested me. And that was something that in the last couple of years I've worked with, and with the throat chakra and learning to let that open again.
That's interesting you say that, because as you were saying that you and your brother had a lot of karma together, before you said you were molested, the counsel I received was you were lovers in another lifetime.
I feel then, that totally.
Yeah, and then you said that he molested you, so that's where the energy got confused in this lifetime, because he was feeling, that's not where molestation comes from, it's a power thing. At the same time, from a karmic or a big picture shamanic perspective, there was confusion in this lifetime because you had been lovers before and now you're brother and sister. Mm-hmm. And that got confused within his energetic field. So yeah, that's a process of cord clearing. Let me just take a minute and check in. The reason I'm checking in is because I'd like to work with you, but the counsel I keep receiving is that it's bigger than what we can do within this session. It's we need to do a lot more layered work, and I don't want to cut it short trying to make time for other people to also work with me. But let's do enough to get you supported now. And yeah, you need to just keep doing the cord clearing with your brother, and keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it. If you are able to do past life work on your own, I would also go in and do some past life work around it. If you don't feel comfortable doing that on your own, then let me know and we'll set up a session. But yeah, there's so many layers to this that I want to work with you now, but I'm also seeing that this is bigger than a 5-minute thing.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and I want to honor that. I don't want you to feel rushed. But I would like to do some support for the Lyme and some support for you, so that you can remain more energetically clear and have that support while you continue to just keep doing the cord clearing. And for everybody else, it's a process sometimes, well, a lot of times, if it's someone that's in your family or someone that you are romantically involved with, or even if it's somebody that maybe you worked with them, but they just trigger the heck out of you, and you cannot figure out why they trigger you. Just the very fact that they breathe triggers you. You know, we have people like that in our world, and we're like, why can't I stand this person? And I don't, why do I get so triggered by them? Keep doing the cord clearing. Keep doing it and keep doing it, not obsessively, but whenever it pops up, just do it again. It doesn't mean it's not working. It means that it's just layers. It's like peeling the onion, and more gets peeled and more gets peeled. That's what I've done, you know, with my ex-husband. I mean, we got married when I was 24, and I did cord clearings for probably 10 or 15 years whenever it would pop up, because suddenly out of the blue, I'd be all ticked off at him again. And I'm like, I'm over this guy. Why? But it was just layers of my own healing that would get triggered, usually in other relationships. And it also helps you clear energy so that you don't keep doing the same patterns with other people. So whatever's coming up with your brother, Katie, is probably also playing out in other facets of your life. This is just the core place for it. Okay. So I wanted to kind of bridge this for everybody. So let's take a moment, and I'm going to work with Katie, but everybody else, you get to do this work too, because we want to bring a lot of support. So breathe into your belly and ground your energy. And let's do it like this. Katie, you're going to work with your brother, and everybody else, imagine someone that you just know you have past life energy with. And you just know that past life energy is there, because things just do not get clear in this lifetime because of that past life energy. And just imagine that person that you have that past life energy with. Surround yourself with your guides so that you feel fully supported. See that person standing in front of you that you know you have the past life attachments with, that you are really ready to clear with grace and ease. If you know what the past life was, you're welcome to imagine that past life if it gives you a better visual to do this clearing, but it's not even necessary to know what that past life was. So breathe into your belly. And as you see that person standing in front of you with whom you have that past life karma with, track the energy in your body and find the spot where the attachment is with that person. Find the biggest, most powerful spot in your body. And when you find that spot, you can feel it in your body. Put your hand on it, right hand, left hand, either one. Breathe into your belly. And when you have one hand on that place where you feel that attachment with that person from the past life, put your other hand on your heart. Good. And breathe gently into your belly. And repeat after me. At this time, I return to you what is yours. In all lifetimes and timelines. In all dimensions and realms. I honor our karmic connection. I thank you for the lessons that I needed. I now no longer need lessons in this way. I allow you to be free. I allow myself to be free. I trust and know that you are fully taken care of. And I trust and know that I am fully taken care of. I honor our lifetimes together. And I set you free with grace and ease. May you fly free, full of love, whole and healed. And I will do the same. Our energies are free and clear. You are fully and wholly in your divine power. I am fully and wholly in my divine power. I claim my sovereignty. I claim myself. Breathe into your belly and say, so be it, it is so. And then allow all of those karmic attachments to fully and wholly cleanse, clear, transmute, and transform as you breathe deeply, gently into your belly. And when you see that as complete, tell that person thank you and goodbye and let their soul energy go back to themselves. And I invite in the Munari to work on that area of your body where you felt that large attachment. They will continue to work on each of you for the next 42 hours to support and assist in cleansing, clearing, transmuting, and transforming all karmic patterning and programs in that space so that you are physically, emotionally, mentally, energetically, spiritually healed, whole, sovereign, free and clear with grace and ease. And breathe into your belly. And when you feel complete, you can open your eyes. And Katie, I'm going to ask the Munari to work on your throat area, especially for the next 3 days, with grace and ease. If it gets too intense, you can tell them to, can you unmute her, please? If it gets too intense, just tell them that you need to slow it down. Okay. But this was a good way to do a general clearing of that past life between you and your brother and whoever everybody else was working with. I would encourage you to keep doing the cord clearing, keep doing the gentle soul retrievals, like the general soul retrieval where you keep calling back your soul selves, because you want to clear the energy with your brother. And this is for everybody, whoever you were clearing with. You might need to do a cord clearing and forgiveness with this person a few times or a few years every once in a while until you really just, it just doesn't trigger you anymore. It's okay that it's a process and it takes time. There's other people you can do it with and you're like, I'm good. Let's go. Margarita time, whatever. And then there's other people that you're like, oh my God, it's been 10 years. Do I really have to clear this again? It's okay. Be easy with yourself. It's a process, especially with family. And Katie, keep doing those general soul retrievals that I have also on the YouTube channel. Because once you've done it a couple times, you can do it on your own. And just keep calling yourself back to yourself. Because the more you get embodied and strengthen yourself in that way, the line can clear. The karma can clear and you feel stronger and better able to not take on anybody's stuff, including your brothers. Okay.
Okay.
Were you able to connect in with him tonight and do some of that clearing?
Yeah. It feels somewhat lifted already.
Good. And it'll continue, but it'll be a process. Keep checking in. If it does just start to really feel like a full on entity, then we need to connect in person. And
I feel like Anita cleared that, because after I saw her too, I had like, I was sick for days. I had so much mucus coming out of my face. So it felt like a cathartic clearing of something. Mm-hmm. So I think that you're right. It's just some residual stuff left over.
Yeah. And it may or may not have been a full-on entity. We don't know. But if it starts to feel like a full-on entity, let me know and we'll need to do something. We'll just go ahead and clear that out. But, you know, it's good that you're getting that support and poco a poco, bit by bit. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Did anybody else have their hand up? Are you nodding no? Huh? Anybody else? Want to do anything? I can feel that somebody does, but maybe you're a little nervous to say anything. We got, it's 8:08. Oh, we're in the zone. Okay, who's that second person? Because I know you're out there. I can see some of you. I'm grinning at you. I know you want to ask. I feel it. Who's hitting chat? I don't have my glasses on. I can't read that. Hanukkah, you want to do some mojo? Can you unmute Yannicka? Sorry, I said her name wrong. Do you see your page?
Oh.
Hola, Yannicka.
Hola.
¿Qué tal, mi amiga?
Sí, muy bien. ¿Cómo estás tú? How are you?
Muy bien. You're really loud, so you don't need to be so close to the mic.
Okay, good, good, good.
So, Keita, what's up?
Yeah, I feel, especially today, pretty emotional and pretty quickly some anger coming up. Like, quickly I'm, like, overwhelmed and things are too much and... Also in 10 minutes, if I calm down, I can balance it again, but it's just something is really moving, doing a lot of things. And it goes like in one day from left to right and up and down. And I was like, yeah, I felt today maybe I would really love to do something with that anger. Sometimes I can just feel some, a big rush coming.
Are you able to determine where that anger is coming from? Have you checked in with your little girl self to find out who's trying to get your attention? Oftentimes when we have really strong emotions, it's one of our soul aspects that is trying to get our attention. Have you checked in there?
A little bit. And I feel it sometimes when I feel when there's a lot of things coming on me.
Yeah, and when you start to feel stressed out and overwhelmed.
Yeah, and then something inside of me is saying, not being seen, not being heard, to myself, to others.
Yeah.
I think it's in that direction.
Yeah, it triggers that little girl aspect that's still a wounded piece as an adult of not feeling appreciated, seen, and received. And you're doing, everything's on your shoulders, and you want to do it, you want to do all those things, and you want to help out, but if you keep doing all those things, and you don't feel appreciated, and you don't feel supported, then you end up getting resentful, and then you get angry, feel overwhelmed, and then all the things you would really like to do don't feel good to do anymore. Am I on track there? So anybody else on the mentorship know what that feels like? Raise your hand. There's a lot of people, I don't know if you can see with your video, but we all get that. So again, this is an aspect of your little girl self that's needing to, one, be seen and received and appreciated, and two, stand up for herself and say, I'm not going to do all of this on my own. And say that to your guides, let them know that you want that support, and say that to whoever you're not feeling appreciated by. But ultimately, whoever you're not feeling appreciated by, it's really about you appreciating yourself. Because when you're doing that self-care, you don't get as overwhelmed. When you're really taking care of the needs of your little girl, you'll walk away and just let somebody else work it out, or it won't get done, and it'll be fine. But right now, you're trying to micromanage everything, and it's freaking you out when what you need to manage is your little girl self. So let's all take a minute and breathe into our bellies. And let's work with the spirit of anger for a moment. Just go into your body and find the aspect of you, the little girl or little boy self that gets angry when you feel overwhelmed or unappreciated or not seen. Find that aspect of yourself in your heart or in your body, wherever she's living or he. Find that energy. Find where that energy lives that's feeling overwhelmed and angry. And everybody on the mentorship do this, but Janneke, tell me where you feel it.
I feel it in my throat and in my heart.
Okay. Where does it feel strongest?
Throat, I think. Yeah.
Okay. So tap in with the energy in your throat and find your little girl aspect that's in your throat right now, really needing to scream. Can you feel her? Yeah. And can you see her? Just use your imagination to create a visual of your little girl self in there. Good. And I want you to just kneel down and connect with her. And just take a moment and ask her, what do you need? What does she need right now to feel seen and received and listened to?
Love and acceptance and communication.
She wants to communicate. She wants to feel loved and accepted. What else does she need?
A big hug and that everything is okay.
Yeah. Can you give her a big hug and let her know that everything's okay? Because what I'm getting is she doesn't feel safe. Mm-hmm. And so she wants to protect herself, but she doesn't know how. So then she gets frustrated and then she gets mad, but that just makes it worse. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
So just give her a big hug. And you know what? If it feels authentic to say everything's okay, let her know that everything's okay. If you really have no freaking idea if everything's okay, tell her that too. But say, hey, I got you no matter what. Even if everything doesn't really feel okay yet, we're together and that's going to make it okay. Because sometimes you don't know if it's okay either and you just need to be together. And as you hug her, and you just hold her and acknowledge her and let her know how amazing he or she is, I want you to ask this little one, what would you like to bring into this space that will help you feel safe and seen and received and acknowledged and loved? What would you like to bring into this space for you?
Some playing, playfulness is coming up.
She wants to play, some playfulness, okay.
Yeah.
What are some energies that feel really playful to her that she wants to surround herself with?
Just to play outside, one with the dogs, laying down in the grass.
Good. So see all of that in your throat. That's stuff you're going to want to do in this realm, and also bring the dogs and the forest and the grass and the play. Bring that into your throat space so that she feels that opening in your throat space. Just turn it into a beautiful sacred play space for her. Beautiful forest play space. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
So now your throat has become the forest. Talk about becoming the medicine, right? Yeah. And you know what I'm feeling for her too? I'm really feeling like lemurs and monkeys. Mm-hmm. She really wants some fun, playful buddies in there. Can you bring those in too?
Mm-hmm.
And ask her if it feels good to stay in your heart, or if she, I'm sorry, in your throat, or if she'd like to come into your heart space.
Yeah, she wants to go to the heart.
Okay. And so for anybody that wants to bring that little one into your heart space, just go ahead and bring all that beautiful sacred space that they've created. Bring that energy into your heart, into a sacred space that is exactly what your little one wants. And for you, Janneke, the dogs, the forest. Good. Make sure she feels super supported. Make sure your little one feels super supported in your heart. And then go back to that area where you felt that anger. Go back to your throat space, Janneke. Mm-hmm. And I want you to ask that anger in that space, because that anger isn't you. Ask that spirit of anger what it needs to express itself. Everybody do this. Ask that spirit of anger, wherever it might be in your body, what do you need to express yourself? What do you get, Janneke?
Sometimes just to scream. I don't know, just to get it out, to get it out.
Yeah.
And sometimes now it's like, but I would love, to find a way to get it out, to express. Yeah.
Yeah, it wants to express. It wants to make some noise.
Yeah, and be free. Be free.
Yeah. And would it like to go out into the woods, the forest tomorrow and just scream, some primal scream and just have a cathartic letting go?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm also feeling, aren't you near water that you can get into?
Yes.
I'm sure it's really cold, but I'm hearing lie down in that water and if you need to scream, you can scream there, but also tone. Yeah. Once you definitely need some primal scream. I encourage anybody who's never gone out into the forest and done that to do it. But for you, I'm also feeling get in that cold water and make the noises you need to make. There's grief coming up that wants to be expressed as well, but it's being covered by anger. That's what I feel for you, okay?
Yeah.
So that's going to be part of it. So just,
It's so beautiful. 2 days ago, I was by the water. I was camping outside and I wanted to go back and it was cloudy. And I couldn't go in to the water. And then I was almost gone. I said, no, I'm not done here. I need to go back. And then 10 minutes, the sun was there. Go. I went into the water completely. Oh, and it was so powerful. But I feel it's calling me a lot now, especially this time.
Yeah. And I'm feeling that for you, it would be good to create a ritual. And everybody else, you can do this. But let's take a minute. Reconnect with that space where you've been feeling the anger and just fill that space with light and love and let your guides fill that space. We don't want to make the anger go away. We want to express in a healthy way and also fill that anger with so much light and love that it transmutes into light and love. We want to honor that anger though. So when we're complete tonight, if any of you need to take more time speaking with that anger to find out what's going on, please do that. Okay, this was a short version, but Janneke, for you, and this could go for others as well, but especially for you, it's time to create some sort of ritual, especially tomorrow around the new moon. Mm-hmm. I would encourage you, like maybe for the next 3 days or the next 30 days, just tap in with your guides and see what resonates, where you go to that water, cleanse energetically. It doesn't have to take all day. It could take 30 seconds, but it's about a ritual for you and something that is a support ritual to empower you to cleanse that energy and get back into your body. And I'm receiving counsel that the cold water is going to actually help you get back in your body right now. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the last piece is to let other people take care of themselves if it's not your responsibility. It's your responsibility to take care of the people who come to your retreat center to a certain extent, but there's also a piece where if the other people doing that with you can't step up, let it go, because maybe some of this stuff needs to fall away before other people will actually start paying attention. You do not need to hold it all on your own. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for asking. It was good to work with you. Good to hear your voice.
Yes, yes.
This is my good sister from Peru, so we're going to speak a little Spanglish with y'all. So thank you, Janneke, and thank you, Katie, for asking tonight. And thank you for understanding that sometimes what you ask about, I don't always feel comfortable doing in this place because I want to keep everybody safe and sound. I really appreciate you all getting that, but I do feel like we got to tap in with some things for both of you tonight, and I trust that was supportive for everybody else. So again, Paige, thank you for hosting, and when is our next, I think it's the 21st, is that right? February 20th? No, that would be next week. I lie, 28th, February 28th is our next one, so that sounds like it might be a new moon. Is that going to be around full moon, getting close? So that's exciting. So thank you, Paige, for hosting. I think, I'm not sure who's hosting in a couple weeks. Do you know, Paige? You're muted. I can't hear you.
I'm going to revamp the schedule and I'll get it out.
Oh, great. So we've got some new people hosting. They're going to help out. Tracy, I think Marianne's going to try to help host. And some of them have used Zoom before and some haven't. So thanks for your patience with us as the new hosts help out. Thank you, Paige, tonight. Welcome to all the new folks. I'm excited. Thank you for continuing to invite people, anybody who's active from now until, June. Hopefully we can all connect together in person. And Paige, you can unmute everybody and we'll just say bye. Thanks for being here.